The Flower Effect.
Miss Nancy had just got a secretary's job in a big company to work in the sales department. Monday was the first day she went to work, so she was very excited. She got up very early and arrived at the office at 7:40. She pushed the door open and found nobody there. "I am the first to arrive," she thought, and came to the desk which was to be hers. She was surprised to find a large bunch of flowers on it. They were fresh. She picked up the flowers from the desk and smelled them. "Oh, how lovely!" Miss Nancy cried joyfully. She then looked around for a vase to put them in. "Somebody has sent me flowers the very first day," she thought happily. "But who could it be?" She began to wonder. Just then, the manager came in. He greeted Miss Nancy good morning and caught the sight of the flowers on her desk. "Like the flowers, Miss Nancy?" he asked. "Yes, I like them very much," she answered and looked into his face, expecting to find some clues. But the manager walked away to his own desk and began his work. The day passed very quickly, and Miss Nancy did everything with great interest and enthusiasm. During the lunchtime, the manager sat with her at the same table, talking and joking freely while eating. The colleagues were very friendly. Almost everyone gave the new secretary a kind smile when they passed by. Nothing unusual, and nothing happened for the rest of the day. For the following days of the week, the first thing Miss Nancy did was to change water for the flowers, and then she buried herself in her work. Then came another Monday. That morning, she arrived at the office at the usual time. When she came near her desk, she was overjoyed to see a new bunch of flowers there. She quickly put them in the vase, replacing the old ones. The same thing happened again the next Monday. Miss Nancy felt it strange, and this time she began to think of ways to find out the sender. Tuesday afternoon, she was sent to hand in a plan to the general manager's office. She had to stay for a while at his secretary's desk, waiting for his directives. She happened to see on the desk a big notebook marked Minutes of Manager's Meetings, and glanced at the half-open pages. Suddenly her eyes fell on these words: "In order to keep the secretaries in high spirits, the company has decided that every Monday morning a bunch of fresh flowers should be sent to each secretary's desk." She looked up and saw right before her on the very desks standing a vase of flowers just like hers. "Why didn't I notice it just now?" she was amazed. Later, she was told that their general manager was a business management psychologist.